We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple or some other locale, this is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Six is the time. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are out today at Star Power in North Dallas. The rest of the crew is back at the mothership, the Cobra, Dan Paul. Kevin Scott scaling Mount 12 Big Ones. Justin Neely at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. And on the road, Ken with the wire cutters.
You've used that before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you
I
have.
I don't think I have. I've used wire pliers.
Good.
We got about 45 minutes or so left in the presentation. We will be taking a look at the Rangers box score from today. A little closer look at it here in just a bit. But right now, it's 6:13 on the ticket. Quick Hits, brought to you by Just Brakes. Once again, here is Cobra.
Well, kind of a sad day in the city that we live in today. Sports. Dallas, Texas. Ron Chapman, the most popular radio DJ this city has ever seen, is calling it quits. He said this morning, "This is it, kids. This is a turning point on this morning program and in my life." And with that, he pulled out the revolver.
No, he didn't.
Don't diminish anything the great Ron Chapman does. Treat this with respect. Seriously.
I am. No, he's stepping down. It's big news. 45 years the man has been behind the mic.
Well, how many of those 45 has he been doing morning drive?
46.
Okay, he's been doing it 45, but for 46 of it, he's been doing morning drive. Something doesn't add up.
I've never known him to do anything else.
That's a long time to get up that early, isn't it, Ryan? A long time.
I cannot imagine. I don't know if we'll see that again.
He said his boss.
Donovan Miller? Think they'll make
the
a run
losers.
At that?
45 years, that would mean they would be 71 or 2.
I'm pulling for them.
I doubt that would happen.
Yeah.
But supposedly he took a vacation here not too long ago. He went on a cruise. He said for the first time ever, he just wasn't ready to come back. And he was ready to just hang out and eat and drink and sunbathe and shroom.
Once again, please treat this man with a little respect.
He probably doesn't even know what that is, so why do you even bring it into the mix?
So when did he show up in your conscious, Mike?
When he was Irving Harrigan on the Charlie and Harrigan show on KLIF in the very early 60s.
Okay, here's a good question for you.
Were they morning?
Yeah.
Why would a guy who's already established himself as Irving Harrigan change his name?
He had to have an FM nickname.
I think there might have been something to it that Charlie owned the name Charlie and Harrigan. And he owned the name Charlie Brown and Irving Harrigan. And when they split up, Ron had to come up with something else. Or I don't know, maybe he just wanted to. Maybe he just wanted to go by his own name, although he's not going by his own name. His real name is Ralph Chapman.
Now, that's just weird. Okay, I think Ralph Chapman is a better name to go by than Irving Harrigan. If you were going to change your name, couldn't you think of something better than that? Isn't that kind of corny and...
Charlie and Chapman?
I don't know.
Charlie and Ron?
You know, we were discussing what we're going to do about this today, and we were mulling over the idea of getting him up there in a couple months, you know, as the day gets a little closer. I believe it'll sometime in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a hard date has been set, but I believe he said this morning that he will continue to roll until June, and I don't know. I'd like to extend the invitation. I know you boys would, too, to him to, you know, come up and maybe spend a little time with us like he did not too terribly long ago and just kind of reminisce over his time in this business. I think that these stories we would all enjoy.
You know what? That when he came up and told us the stories of the Beatles, that was one of the most fascinating couple segments I think we've done in a long time, because I'm fascinated by that guy. Anybody that can last as long as he had in this business, but not only last, but
do really well.
But do really well. Like when, you know, he was at KVIL to where they were just, weren't they one of the runs? Weren't they one of the top radio stations in the nation?
There was no other station out there like them.
And then,
I mean, they were the ones that every other AC station or every other contemporary hit station was trying to copy them.
And then,
and you know what? They couldn't.
No. And it was because of him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they start this nonsense. Well, we got to get younger. You know, KVIL, we got to get younger. So then Ron Chapman moves over to K-Love. KVIL goes right down. And where does K-Love go? Right to the top.
Yeah.
So.
Behind him.
Yes. So, I mean, the guy is just absolute magic. And, God, he's just a fascinating guy. I mean, anybody that can last that long and on top. And he's going to go out on top, too.
Yeah, they do really well over there at K-Love with him in the mornings.
You know, when we had him up there that day, I had never met the guy until then. And that was my first, you know, observation of him at close range.
Which is, to me, that's amazing.
And, you know, even in that setting where, you know, we were pretty much, you know, he was on our turf as opposed to us being on his. But even in that setting, it was not at all hard to tell why the guy has done what he's done and why he's been as successful as he has, as long as he has.
Didn't you kind of feel when we had him on that all of a sudden we were on his show?
I don't know. Like I say, he was on our turf, but he does kind of take over.
He's got such a commanding presence.
Yeah, he does have a commanding presence. He really does. He really does.
In the Dallas Morning News tomorrow, there's going to be a huge article on it, and pieces of it have been leaked. And our own Dan Bennett, our general manager, was quoted in here. It says, Mr. Chapman made a personal connection to every story he did, said Dan Bennett, vice president and marketing manager for Susquehanna Radio in Dallas, which owns 570-93.3. Chapman, he's known him for more than 20 years since he first moved to the Dallas area. They often see each other at their neighborhood Home Depot and sometimes at Zippers. The local industry.
Come on.
Better watch. Snake.
The local industry has lost one of the great ones.
All right, that one was funny.
He's one of the greatest storytellers of all time, Mr. Bennett said. A lot of people have tried to emulate him or copy him. He set the bar incredibly high.
How high? 6 feet?
You can take whatever you want from that.
6 feet high and rising.
But at 7:15 this morning, the phones went haywire over there.
Good thing I wasn't producing.
No doubt. Can you imagine? You're over there just kind of napping with taco drool kind of running out of your mouth.
See, bidding on bases on eBay.
See, right.
See, I like nothing better than stupid-ass consultants being proven wrong. So here's all these consultants at KVIL saying, you know what? Ron Chapman's done. You know, we got to get younger at this position. We got to get somebody in here that's hip. And so with KVIL, which was still doing well, then they just kind of kicked Ron Chapman out. He went to K-Love, and they went right in the crapper.
And you know who they ran in there, don't you?
Barb Smith.
That's right. The Cannon Barbie Show.
Yeah.
That was after Ron Chapman?
Yes.
Yeah. Barb Smith killed KVIL.
Get in here, Barb.
But then all of a sudden, Ron Chapman just says, okay, well, all I need is a frequency. So he goes to K-Love, and all of a sudden, they're on top.
You sure this is what you want to do?
I love that. I just love it when consultants are just overthinking and just proven that they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
All right, let me ask you a question. Is he really that great?
You know what?
Who are you asking?
You and you out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's that great.
Get in here, Barb, yeah.
You know what?
Yes, this is what we want to do.
He connects. He connects. Just like Dan Bennett says, he's very smooth, and, you know, you feel like you know the guy.
Joining us now is Dallas's own Democratic shill and...
the person who stabbed Ron Chapman in the
right
back.
Right in the back, squarely between the shoulders.
I did not stab him in the back.
Now...
Oh, Barb, goodness.
You all right?
Excuse me?
Sweetheart?
That was not me.
Wasn't it?
Was it Reiner?
Yeah, no. It'd probably help if Barb got on the mic.
She's on it.
I'm not on
the
mic?
No, she's on it.
Can you hear me?
Barb,
we can't hear her.
Well, we can't hear her.
Oh, you can't?
Oh, we mean it. We're sending it. Say hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
There we go.
Did any trepidation when you decided to... Ron?
I was doing afternoon news. I moved here from Kansas, mm-hmm. and I was doing afternoon news.
What year was this?
This was it 2000? 99, 2000? Yeah.
Well, that's you, Barb.
Huh?
Go ahead, Barb. Don't
so
mind.
So anyway, I was doing afternoon news, and that was right when Infinity and Viacom and all that CBS merged.
Uh-huh.
So there were all these changes going on. And they had the Cowboys there, and they were deciding whether they wanted to keep the Cowboys there because it was mostly a woman-geared audience,
right.
CBIL.
Sure.
So that mixture of the sports thing, it just wasn't quite working. Something was going on there. So they were just in the middle of making all these changes. And I think it was he had decided... to go on to Kayla. I don't know if it was his idea or the general I don't know. It was somebody upstairs.
What's the difference in having it above aren't sports, and that yeah, goes way true. Out there.
Well, I suspect that he always went hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I also suspect that decision was made well up the food chain.
Yeah.
Well up the Infinity food chain.
I was just a little fill-in.
They wanted to get younger. Let me tell you what. Anytime you get younger at anything, you're getting worse.
That's right.
Whenever you get younger, you're getting worse.
Yeah, what about your wife?
You know what? You're still getting worse.
Are you?
You want a pro.
So you're saying that...
That's right. You do want a pro.
You want a pro in that position.
A pro?
I no longer embrace that idea.
So you want a professional bitch?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're going to have a bitch, why not have a pro?
Okay.
I think they were looking for a younger audience. This is what they were trying to do.
And as I've said, whatever you try to get, you're worse. That's just a fact.
Like like Vinny, the quarterback situation. You want to get older, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Greg?
You watch. You watch. The Cowboys will get younger, and they'll get worse.
They got younger with Bledsoe. We'll see. He can throw just as many interceptions, if not more, than Vinny.
But let's just say they picked up old Peyton Manning. Are they worse off?
Let's go ahead and keep this to the radio realm if we can, okay? It's a good theory. It's a sound
thing. Show on KVIL-like.
It was scary. I mean, we're following a legend. I mean, it was really scary. Nobody knew what to expect. We had no clue what we were doing. We tried. I mean, we did it for about a year. I mean, we were okay. We didn't lose.
Did you fart over there the way
I
you farted?
I did not. We did not do that bad.
By the way, Cowboys just signed Steve Grogan to a 4-year contract.
Sweet. Sweet.
Then they got better.
Yeah. So a lot of experience.
Did your ratings take a significant dip
No, they actually initially went up.
Oh, they did?
Yes, we went up. We were getting the audience that we were looking for. A younger audience actually went up. See, when Ron was there, the ratings were slowly going down.
Right.
Slowly dipping.
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's true. They
I don't care. You know what?
Down.
I don't believe that. Then why, when he moved to K-Love?
Because that's what happens. It's like when you take somebody
that's
off
not
the
what
air,
happens.
You put them back on, everyone goes,
no, it
okay.
doesn't. That's not how it works. If you're a good personality and you do a good show, it doesn't matter what frequency you're on.
Exactly.
People are going to find you.
Exactly. They found it, but the ratings went way up. But KVIL's ratings did not. If you look, they're still way up there right now. They're not very, they never really
they're
went
not,
down.
They're, but maybe as a whole station.
Yeah.
But talk about the mornings.
Well, I mean,
KVIL in the morning.
If his numbers were slowly going down.
They were losing the woman audience. That's what they were losing.
That hard to believe.
Well, they were. That's, you know.
I'll need evidence on that.
By the way, is that how you got the, is that how you
That's what I was told.
Right. And you know what? Consultants would lie. They lie like a tombstone. All consultants lie like a damn tombstone.
Penis is funny.
What?
Barb? Where did that come sense, from? Barb. I didn't say that.
Is that how you got to replace him, by slowly going down? Is that what your boss said?
Okay.
That's what they told us. No, I don't know. Me slowly going. I'm so totally lost here. No, I mean, I think it wasn't a dramatic drop or a dramatic rise. I mean, it was. KBIL's always been consistent. They've never really.
Has it?
Yeah, they've always been consistent about
that. Well, they were always consistently number one in the morning with Ron Chapman. They got rid of him, and now they're getting their ass kicked between their shoulder blades.
It's not my fault. They fired me, too. It's not my fault.
Hey,
I'm not blaming you, Barb. I'm not blaming you, Barb.
And by the way, Barb.
Ken and Barb.
I'm not blaming you, Barb. I'm not. I hope you don't think I am.
I thought it was.
I'm blaming idiot-ass consultants.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Greg.
Congratulations, Barb, on your new promotion.
Barb.
What?
You just fart more than any woman I've ever known.
She did not. She can't.
She is.
When's the last time you did that in front of your
juicy
husband?
Sausage. Where are all
she is physiologically incapable of that.
Have you done that in front of your husband lately?
No, she hasn't. She can't.
Mike, am I asking you?
No.
I'm answering for.
Do you do it in front of your wife? Does your wife do it?
No.
Because she can't.
Yeah, she can,
too. She's capable.
I don't think our whole insides are made differently than you guys. We have more things in there.
Like kids?
Well, our plumbing is completely different. There's not a lot of space for all that, like you guys have.
Yeah, we have plenty of space.
Exactly. You don't have wombs in there. You don't have all those other things.
Reiner's got a football field of space in there.
And you can't do it. You're physiological.
I'm so glad that Corby's here. He's warns me not to come into the studio. Don't go in there, Barb.
I tell you. All right, Barb.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Barb.
I have a big problem. God. Y'all stop.
Why do you do that to her?
Because she's a farter.
Reiner's got more space in the trunk of a Buick.
You do,
goodbye,
man.
I'm leaving this room.
What an abyss that fart zone is of yours.
Welcome to the fart zone.
Well, anyway, Mr. Chapman, Mike has one parting shot for you, Ralph.
Suck it. No, I don't. So sorry.
Well, I wish him the best. He's made a lot of money.
It's a hell of a send-off, Mike.
He's got a house in order. He's going to be able to do whatever he wants to. And you know what? After 45 years in this business, he's earned it. And I just hope we can get him up to the station and spend an hour with him and tell radio stories. I think it'd be very interesting.
I'd love for him to come up.
Nemesis confrontation between him and Barb.
Ooh, yeah.
He has no idea who Barb is.
Doesn't he? I guarantee you he tuned in for a little bit of Ken and Barbie.
What happened to the Ken and Barbie show anyway?
It got canceled.
They canceled it.
If it was going so great, what happened to it?
It's living with the Ender now.
Well, here's what Mr. Chapman did. It says he took control of his board for the entire show like a maestro. He took calls, chose music, bannered with sidekicks, mixed sound bites, and wove it all into a seamless, cheerful broadcast.
Danny Miles did all that.
Despite the extra visitors in the studio.
He played 3-minute-long sound bites. Drops.
And he acted them out.
He acted them out where he'd fall on the ground. He was a skinny Chris Farley.
Well, he will be missed. All joking aside, I didn't listen to him much, but I know what a force he was in this market, and I can only hope. I only have 35 years to go to match.
Think you'll make it?
You're damn right I will. No, 35, I won't live 35 more years, much less...